This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Bagayo cans as we talk about Dark Lord, Solemoth, and get ready for Chicago Craft Beer Week, kicking off Thursday with Beer Under Glass. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad. I'm Nick White.
It is Chicago Craft Beer Week this week.
Indeed, it is, man. The eighth annual.
The eight. That's nuts.
Just like that.
That's a lot of annual beer festivals here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Eight years. I've been to them all.
I think I've been to them all too, right?
Well, if you've lived here, you've been to them all, right?
Yeah, I think it tails. A lot of people criticize our craft beer week because they're like, oh, well, the weather's warming up. Why don't you do it in an off season where, you know, like the bars, when they're slower, they can benefit from it.
Okay.
But I got to be honest with you, Brad. I kind of like it just where it is, man.
Yeah, I want to be outside. Like, dude, you have your own fest, you know? Bar that wants to keep me inside. We have no problem getting people to drink when it's cold and stay in a bar.
That's true. We're a drinking city. This way we get a chance to do a lot more cool events.
Yeah.
Like one of my all-time favorite events was at the old Goose Warehouse that is now Like Minds Brewing across the street from...
Well, now Finch.
Oh, shit. You're right. Now Finch. It was a Goose Island Barrel Warehouse, and then it became Like Minds. Now it's Finch. Oh, but they turned the whole thing into like a miniature golf course. And like some of these breweries went nuts. Yeah. Like, you know, the general contractor that built Haymarket's bar... built their hole number 7.
Yeah.
On this, it was fantastic. Brett Porter brought like these huge geese, these ceramic geese from his house, the bar at his house. Okay. Like everyone was all in.
Well, I think Rev is bringing it back this year, right?
Are they really?
Yeah. That'd they got a golf cool. course going. Yeah. But yeah, we'll dive into all the events
here. You got me excited.
We'll dive into it soon. We got to, first off, if you're new to Chicago Craft or Chicago Beer Pass, we're always drinking local beer here.
Yeah.
And this week we got the Blue Monday from Bagayo.
Yeah,
or
man.
Goodbye Blue Monday.
Goodbye Blue Monday, man. This will turn your get your Monday set off right, man. This is an oatmeal India Pale Ale that's a collab with Galway Brewery out in there in Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is what is this? Citra, Cascade, and Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, I see. You could almost have it for breakfast. That's what they're calling it.
Oh, that's what they're having. Okay.
Right on. That's cool.
Yeah, haven't seen too many like tall boy cans from Bagayo, right?
This is cool. This is my first time seeing them in tall boys.
So I'm digging that. The beer, even though it says like oatmeal IPA, I was thinking like thicker and heavier, but I guess that's where the breakfast kind of thing comes in.
Yeah, I think maybe it's just meant to complement brunch because they say there's oatmeal in it, but really those the hops are kind of like prevalent more than anything.
So. Yeah, and although it's not Monday, it's Tuesday. This goes up on Wednesday. It's still, you know, good beer to have. You don't have to have it on Monday.
The Galway Bay guys, it's one of those crews in they're all throughout Ireland, but when we were in Dublin, they had they have a handful of bars in Dublin, and they're also a brewery, and they had a kettle sour collab with Bagayo on draft when I was in Dublin.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Kind of tripped me out, you know. When you saw it, you're like, well, what's going on here?
What are you doing here? Like, it's like you don't belong.
Where am I again? It was cool though. So
that's awesome. So we're gonna sip on that. We do have a bottle of Dark Lord 2017 in the back. That'll be up on another video.
Yeah, it's 85 degrees today, so it's in the freezer.
Yeah. So we're letting it chill a little bit, get to that, like, you know, slightly below room temperature.
Yeah, you know, because I like the build up too. Get it cold and then let it.
Yeah. So look for that in another video on the YouTube channel. So if you're a listener of the podcast, you're gonna have to check out that video and our review of 2017 Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Well, we got to dive into this past week. Speaking of Dark Lord Day, you made it out there.
Yeah, man. So this was, I think, maybe my fifth or sixth Dark Lord Day.
Okay.
And it's always a good time. Dark Lord is, It's a party within a party, man. You know, it's, yeah. I think the bottle share piece is a piece that I really was the most excited about this year. So for some reason, I ended up like, you know, when the gates open at like 9 a.m., I was there at 7 a.m. and caught up with the crew that had been there since 5 a.m.
Okay. Why were you there so early?
I mean, because they just wanted to be the first one.
No, why were you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I was in group B. That's why.
I understand why they were there, but why were you?
They were there because they're raging alcoholics. Yeah. I, on the other hand, didn't show up till like 7 a.m.
You're only kind. You're mildly hardcore.
I'm a mild lush. Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm not hardcore yet. But yeah, this is my first time being like one of the first 5-10 people in the gate, which was cool. This way you can have like, you know, proper seating, you know, so you don't have to stand all day, you know.
What do you mean? Like bleacher seating?
No. Cause there's a small like pavilion with like chairs
picnic tables.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, so I had to, you know, I had to be there for that.
Do people like run when
they open? It was weird. Yeah. It's almost like a, you know, Black Friday or something. And like, you know, they open the doors to like Walmart or whatever.
To set up their tent people and are stake out their spot.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really, the bottle share piece was really cool. And then also after everyone gets their variants, it's funny to see like which ones are like immediately getting sold for like obscene prices. And this year the darling of the crew was Chemtrail Mix.
Okay.
So Chemtrail Mix was pink peppercorns, which I believe is a berry, but it's related to the cashew.
The pink peppercorn? It's not a pepper.
I don't know if it's a pepper. Or it's in the cashew family.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a berry with a spicy pepper taste. So people were kind of boohooing it pre-Dark Lord Day because Earls of Biggleswade, which was like a variant last year that had pink peppercorns in it, people didn't like it.
Oh,
but, you know, Ronaldo was on tap, which was like a wine, basically wine barrel aged with cherries, Dark Lord, and this one. And people got a hold of how good it was. And immediately, like, you know, halfway through group A, this guy's like, yeah, it's going for $400 on fucking, you know, Craigslist.
Crazy.
And right behind that was a French Vanilla Militia.
Okay.
So.
And did you get your hands on any of the variants?
I got French Vanilla Militia. So they had this new system, right, where the bag is already pre-filled. You don't get to select what you want, you know. But you know how so you get like one of the five or whatever variants, or you'll get, you know, two bottles of the vintage. So really all you had to do was when you see the guy, you know, put the bag on the table for you to grab, if you saw a different color wax and you didn't want the variant, if you didn't want the vintage, you know, you just go to the next guy and get all green wax bottles.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So was there a lot of people kind of doing that, kind of skipping the?
I think so.
The aged ones.
I think so. Yeah, the vintage ones. These allotments are crazy, man. I'm guessing they did about 10,000 tickets, right? That sounds about right.
Okay.
But only like 8,600 bottles. So most people got variants, but there's a big chunk of people that didn't. Oh, but the one they made the most of was French Vanilla Militia. Almost 2,500 bottles of that,
okay.
And that almost doubles the second largest, which was Dark Lord de Muerte, which is guajillo peppers, bourbon barrel aging with guajillo peppers.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So that was only like, 1,500.
Damn. Okay. So,
yeah.
How was the line process, like getting the beer, getting your bottles this time?
If you were in group A, so like I was in group B, but I kind of snuck in with the group A folks. So they're all in line. I'm sitting at the table, you know, holding everything down. They were done in like maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But I was in group B, so my line was a little bit longer. Like I was further back in the queue.
Okay.
So it took me maybe half hour.
Oh, that's not bad.
Half hour, 40 minutes to get my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hung out with the Mars guys while I was in town. Nice. Pete from the Mars crew.
So, oh, cool. Okay.
That was cool.
Did you get to try all these variants? Were people opening them up and sharing? No?
I missed it all. So I got there early, and then, you know, they have a lot of cool variants on tap. So last year's Muerte, Ronaldo was on tap. I missed those. But, you know, I spent a lot of my time in the line for the Dark Matter stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I spent probably a solid hour in line trying to get the Dark Lord, the coffee that they used in Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Bag of those beans. And then they're calling it Blood Lord. And then I got the mug, which is basically like a unicorn blood mug.
Yeah.
Necromancer.
Oh, cool.
Black Hole Necromancer, which was their Woodford Reserve barrel-aged espresso stout.
Very neat. Okay. Yeah.
So I spent all my time. So when it was time to go get beer in line, I'm like, fuck these lines. you know.
Yeah, you're done.
I was done with Lion. So I missed out on a lot of cool stuff on tap. But I ran into Steve Massney from Beer Download.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking for a little bit. And he's like, man, that's like when only, you know, why get in line when, you know, you look over there and, you know, there's like, you know, Chocolate Rain right on the table for opening, or, you know, like Coffee Dino S'mores. Like there's all these amazing beers that are just on all these tables and everyone like can't wait to like fill your glass.
Yeah. They want to share. And it's that moment where you've been waiting to take that beer out of the cellar.
Yeah.
And it's like, finally, we can all drink this. And oh, crap, it's not good. Or it's great. Yeah.
So that was my favorite part, man. A lot of cool stuff from Schramm's. A lot of cool stuff from Kunin up in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, for me, was the best part.
And then I know you posted a lot of pictures on our Facebook page of these bottles.
Yeah, we got a nice little collection of like 20 or so pictures. The metal show started at late. And this year they reversed the whole layout. So where you traditionally come in, that's where the stage was this year. And you actually had to walk around to the other end of the complex, of the park, to get into the party.
Oh, neat. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Is that the only thing you hit up this weekend or this week?
I want to say
it's a big one.
I want to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we glance at pictures on the show. Sometimes I'm looking at photos of last week to see what else I did.
What did I take a picture of? Yeah. Oh yeah, I was there. So I made it to a few breweries/brew pubs.
Yeah, you got out a little bit.
I hit up a Fountainhead, Forbidden Root.
Forbidden Root, right on.
Over there in Chicago. I had never eaten there.
Right.
And so I finally had the burger.
Burger's legit.
Which people talk quite a bit about. And it's a good burger. It's an expensive burger, but it's good. It's like $16.
Yeah.
Which for lunch, you're kind of like $16.
And then you're at the bar, so you're probably tipping.
Yeah. And then you have a beer, and you're like, oh, that was way more than I
just had a $26 lunch, man. Yeah,
so it's a good burger. I'm glad I had it. I'd recommend it to people. I don't know if I'd get it again just because, And then I had their strawberry or basil strawberry something, Hef, I think.
I think that's the one they sent over to pour at Floyd's for this thing.
It was pretty tasty. So finally hit up that, so that was cool. And then I was out in the suburbs and went to Two Brothers Roundhouse. So the other Two Brothers location.
Because you're always at the one in Warrenville where the production is, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. And I still haven't gone to the Craftsman, which is the one in
downtown Naperville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the Roundhouse, the one at the train station. Definitely feels like it's more put together than the last time I was there because it felt like they had just, I think it was very early on.
Well, it's such a big space. You know, it's hard to fill that space out. I went there once for my birthday.
Okay.
And I watched that Bears game in the back on like that big projector screen that comes down.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see that this time, but.
That place is weird, right? It's kind of like if you were filming like a vampire Western.
Vampire Western? Okay.
Right? Like that's, it feels like you would film it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they had the normal stuff on, so nothing too exciting. And then I stopped by Salamoth just for one beer, you know, that's driving out in the suburbs. Naperville. Yeah. And I had their Billy No Mates, which is a Irish style stout.
You know? Nice.
So it was pretty good. That place, the bar was full. I had to stand. So definitely good to see during the week. You know, definitely a busy. It was about like 5 or 6 o'clock. So people off work. And
I like a nice Irish stout.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they can be like oddly refreshing. You know?
Yeah, this one was...
Like the way a cola would be, you know what I mean?
This one was good, you know. It's also kind of like hearty a little bit, so you're a little full and you're just like feeling good then. You're not just like thirsty and like sugar high drunk, kind of.
Yeah.
That's what I checked out, like three brew pubs, I guess. Or I guess Salamoth isn't a brew pub because they don't have food. They have the food trucks during the week, but no food truck. Like, I don't think they have food trucks during the week. They have them on the weekends. All right. But throw pictures on our Instagram page. So definitely make sure you're following us up there and like that up.
And Instagram's hopping, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun to see.
Yeah. So we're trying to post pictures there. So check that out. Kind of keep tabs on where Nick and I are at. Always check out. If you're out in Naperville, visit Salamoth.
A lot of cool stuff out there. Once you get there.
Once you get there.
You don't have to leave. There's a lot of cool stuff in Naperville.
Mm-hmm. So then, this week, we got Chicago Craft Beer Week kicking off on Thursday with Bug.
Yeah, man. The 8th annual Beer Under Glass, Garfield Park Conservatory. Yeah, so that is a, what is that? That is a $60 general admission. That's an $80 ticket.
Tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available.
They've sold out in the past, but now they are still available this time.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why, you know, I like it the way it is. I like the time of the year that it is, and I love the fact that it kicks off with Bug. You know, like something you don't really have to change, and you know, Bug is where you can get, you know, at this point you might see 100, you know, suburban and city breweries at this thing.
Yeah,
you know, and it's they got the climate, different climates in the Garfield Park Conservatory. You know, it's almost like a museum for plants, right?
Yeah, greenhouse.
It's a greenhouse. Sorry,
it's a plant museum.
Yeah, love that place.
No food this year, right?
Food trucks.
Food is not included in your ticket price.
In the past, it was. Yeah, you know, they'd have like Sullivan Steakhouse or some local restaurants come.
Haymarket was making pizzas last year and sausages. So definitely eat before you come.
Buy your own goddamn food. Yeah, much like Dark Lord was. Like Dark Lord ticket was the same this year and last year. Last year it included food tickets. This year it was just like, you know, a la carte.
Okay. You
know, fair prices though, like $8 sandwiches or whatever.
Yeah. But so be prepared, like the lines for food, if you're going, are going to be long or towards mid end of that. So prepare yourself as you're walking around the conservatory if you want to, like, I think the food trucks are in the back. And walking around that place, you do one loop and you're almost out of time for the night.
Yeah. I'd pregame in West Loop before I go to this thing.
Okay. You pregame before the beer fest.
I'd pregame. Yeah. And get some food, you know. Yeah. Or Goose Clyburn is a good place. Yeah. Or Fulton. Or fuck, I get confused.
And then what time does it kick off? 6?
VIP is 5:30. This is 6:30.
Oh, 5:30. I got to get there.
Get there at 5:30, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Chicago Beer Pass will be there. That ought to be a good time.
Yeah.
The opening ceremony. Also, on the same day, is Pipeworks, man. Pipeworks is doing something called the Pipe Dream.
Okay.
So basically a pop-up bar next door to Emporium, the one that on the Emporium in Logan, where it was next door, it was the
swim shop.
It was the
surf bar.
It was a surf bar, and then it converted to the Fernet Branca bar for the winter, and now it's going to be the Pipe Dream,
which is a Pipeworks pop-up bar.
It's a Pipeworks pop-up bar all Chicago Craft Beer Week. This thing, if you follow them on the gram, this shit looks pretty legit. Like, really, really trippy artwork, barrel age releases, one-off releases. Like, Pipeworks is really, like, going all out to just have, like, a...
Wait, Pipeworks is going to do a one-off release? No.
Surprise, surprise.
No.
Yeah, and my favorite part, they're open till 2 a.m. every night.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, they're not... The gloves are off, man. They're here to party.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to check that out. I think I'll be...
I might actually go there after Bug.
Whoa.
You know?
I got work, you know, I gotta pace myself. Chicago Craft Beer Week can really kill your productivity for the week or 10 days.
It's true, man.
Or really can kill your month.
Yeah.
Because you have to recover afterwards. But, okay, so that's all week, all 10 days?
Yeah, that's all 10 days, 18th through the 27th.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know. I have to go by there a couple times, so I'll definitely hit that up.
I'm excited about that because that's one of those crews where, you know, you get the year-round stuff, but, you know, those other stuff, if it doesn't come out, it comes out that week. If you don't get it the first, you know, first 4 days or whatever.
Right.
You just never see it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Interesting. Cool. So then, anything, what do we got Friday?
Friday, we've got the Burnt City, who we've had on the show.
Yeah.
Burnt City is doing their Tiki Apocalypse Beer Prom. So every year for Craft Beer Week, they do a beer prom. This year is a tiki theme. So they'll crown a king and a queen based on the best costumes. They'll do a popular vote. And then they're also releasing Tiki Face Melter. Face Melter has ginger, coconut, and hibiscus in it. It's a saison.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
So you get a chance to be a prom king or queen, man, if you come in a tiki.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, there's no admission and there's no costume required. So you can go party with them regardless and try the beer and then look at everyone dressed in their super weird, you know, Hawaiian get-ups.
Yeah. Right? Cool. Well, I want to mention, like, we're just touching on, like, a small number of these events.
Yeah, I think we're just going to tap, like, the four or five that are that are going to happen pretty soon.
Right. Yeah. So go to chicagocraftbeerweek.com or shy. Beer Week, I think it is.
Or just follow the hashtag CCBW on any outlet.
Yeah.
Any social media outlet.
There are tons of events. There's most likely a special at your bar. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there is. I wanted to see more video content about, you know, that kind of wrapped up the week and maybe highlighted certain events this year. I'd like to see that, but we didn't really see that too much.
No, we didn't. Just the hype. We're the hype train.
Yeah.
We're it.
We're staring at the hype train.
I guess, yeah. You know? Yeah. We got our pass, right? So we're the hype train.
All right, so that is Friday. Should we slide into Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday the 20th is the good folks at the Hop Review. They're doing the Ultrafest 2. Ultrafest 2 is going to be at Right Way Signs. So this is 24 Chicago breweries, and then every beer is going to be 5 days old or younger at the fest.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a $35 ticket.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Let's see.
Then there's also the Mystic Booze Cruise.
Oh,
on
Saturday, our buddy,
right?
Kurt Foreman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Hop
Fest Partners.
Yeah, Hop Review was giving away a couple tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Kirk, where are our tickets to give away?
God damn it, Kirk.
Our listeners and viewers would love tickets.
We were like brothers, Kurt Foreman.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Yeah. You got your own boat and you don't even
know. It's like, I haven't even heard from Kurt.
Yeah.
You know, I was supposed to get a Brewfest Partners jacket. I don't know where that is.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's the Mystic Blue.
Yeah.
Takes off at Navy Pier.
We were on that last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe it's the Northwest breweries this time
For the first one.
Yeah
I know it's a whole series.
Yeah,
so yeah, you're gonna get some good weather for boats. Last year it was a little okay, but this year
I don't know, it might be cold this weekend.
It's gonna drop.
Yeah. Check that out. There's I believe 3 cruises, so this is the first one that's happening during Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Yeah, also Saturday is the inaugural Southside Craft Beer Fest.
Nice.
This is going to be hosted by Bader Brow. That's on Saturday the 20th. That's 1 p.m. VIP, 2 p.m. to 6 general admission. That's a $60 VIP, $45 GA. 22 breweries, all Southside or South Burbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be there. I think we'll be there.
I think we're probably going to be at this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my schedule is like wide open Saturday. Okay. I'm super pumped about that.
Just going to Southside it up.
We're gonna head south, man.
All right. So, yeah, check that out. I think that might end up being the best event of Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Really? Yeah, because it's a full-on block party. They're going to have DJs and bands.
Yeah.
And I think it's just going to be really festive over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Bader Brow guys, man. They party pretty hard over there. All right, so that's Saturday. Should we go into Sunday the 21st?
Yeah, what do we got Sunday?
All right, Sunday is the Goose Island's Sunday Fun Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Sunday Fun Day is a dodgeball tournament. It's the fourth annual dodgeball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
This is always a fun time. This starts at this starts around like 1:30 p.m. It's a $25 ticket. All the money goes to charity. 32 breweries battle it out for the right to take home the prize. Now, Revolution won like the first 2 years. And then we talked about last year who won. It was some brewery that to this day I still haven't had their beer or know where they're located.
Right. They basically bought the dodgeball pros.
They're ringers from, you know,
like, to get their name out when they don't even have beer.
And then they missed the window where they should have had beer after this when they won the tournament. And then they keep the buzz rolling. But it just kind of came and went. It's so bad that we don't even remember the name.
Yeah, it's probably like Steve's.
It was something
Steve
like,
Stouts or something.
We're gonna look it up. Steve's Stouts.
He only makes stouts.
Man, so that's they're gonna have 7 food trucks at that thing. Lineup for that's pretty nice. Cherry Rye, Bourbon County Rare, Lolita, 2014 prop. That's the first prop with the Canela water.
Okay, and your ticket just gets you all these.
It gets you all these things.
$25.
They put on a proper party. The good folks at That's at Goose Island's Barrel Warehouse. That's It's either Humble Park or Westtown.
Not far from Garfield Park.
Actually, it's not far at all, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like right over there. Actually, you go past it if you're going to Garfield Park Conservatory. When I bike,
okay.
You kind of like go through there, right there.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Right on.
Cool, so that's Sunday.
Yeah.
And then anything kicking off the week before we record again next Tuesday if we survive?
I don't have anything listed, but if that changes, we'll put it on. The Socials.
Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff.
For sure.
Wow. So you're going to make it to Bug?
Yeah.
Southside?
Yes.
And then any of these other ones?
I got to see what's up with this Pipeworks thing, man.
Okay.
You know, like, I've never been in that space, the space next door to Emporium. I haven't been there yet. And then, you know.
And then there's the,
like, I like Pipeworks just like all of us do.
Is Dice and a Cheeseburger thing?
Oh, happening? Cheeseburger and a Pair of Dice. That's later. That's the 25th. So
okay,
that'll
so that's
be
later in the week
after we re-record.
Because right? I know you went to that one last year.
No,
you know,
but my buddy Kent from Beer FX, he won that tournament last year.
Oh, okay.
So we're hanging out at what is it, Cachon 555, and he's rocking the Spiteful Cheeseburger and a Pair of Dice shirt. He's like, yeah, I won that Dice tournament.
Damn. Okay.
Throwing them bones, man.
So that's later, you know, in the week. So we'll. Yeah. We'll probably talk about that more next week. I don't know. There's just a lot of events. Go support your local brew pub. Even though we kind of say that and push that every week. Mm-hmm. I feel like a week of Chicago Craft Beer Week or 10 days is nothing new for us. We're always – I went to three breweries last week. Like, what? Come on. I'm doing this every week. If I can do this, you can do this.
You can do this too, man. It's all about small businesses. It's all about, you know, it's all about neighborhoods. It's all about, you know, civic pride, man. That's what this is about, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We all do our different things for a living, but we all come together and support these breweries. And, you know, we drink a little bit. We have a good time. We celebrate the city. So that's what's up.
Oh,
one more thing. Shout out to PR Italian Bistro. I've been to this place before.
Yeah.
And they're doing a beer brunch on Saturday morning from 11 to 3. They got like seven breweries going there. Yeah. Oh, but they introduced me to
it's an Italian beef place?
It's an Italian restaurant, full-on Italian restaurant.
Not Italian beef place.
No.
They don't have Italian beef.
They don't have Italian beef.
It's an Italian restaurant. They don't have Italian beef.
They might have Italian beef every once in a while. It's Italian bistro.
Oh, bistro.
And they don't have a menu. They just have like the whiteboard, and the whiteboard changes like every night.
Okay.
You know, and then the wife, she's the front of the house. The husband's the chef. It's right at, like, you know, it's right off the Red Line Irving Park stop.
Okay.
You know, like, not too far from Wrigley. But I had a great time last year with them because the Gingers guys were there. It's the Crabbies.
Crabbies,
which was like the ginger ale from England.
Okay.
Like the hard cider, hard ginger ale from England.
Okay.
We had a good time with them last year, so. If you need somewhere different to go and you live in that area, that's a really good space.
Yeah.
So many breweries, so many restaurants, you don't know where to go.
Yeah, and we're not even touching on the suburb place. I bet Plank Road has some great stuff, and Salamoth, I think, has a beer release on Saturday. Oof.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Hopewell's doing a beer dinner. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, before we get out of here, do we have any beer news or anything happened this past week? Or is it was kind of quiet, I felt.
Yeah, for sure. Little bit of beer news. Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce has designated the stretch of breweries in that neighborhood as Malt Row.
So this is Beguile that we're drinking.
Yeah.
Dovetail.
Yes.
Half Acre. Mm-hmm. Is there another one?
Yeah.
Empirical?
They're including Empirical. They're including Spiteful because Spiteful's going to be there. Band of Bohemia.
Okay.
And Koval.
What? Koval?
I mean, it's a distillery. All right. Yeah, but it's part of Malt Row.
Then they're out.
They're going to Avondale. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the chamber, they got a grant from the city to support the project. So it's like a proper like designation, you know.
What do they need a grant for? Is it just name only? What happens?
I imagine that the grant, and I don't know how city politics works, but you know, it gives you money to like advertise the neighborhood as a destination through like the logo and, you know, like street signs and like, you know, money for like advertising, but then also it gives you money to like throw parties basically.
Okay.
So you're going to see more events like this. They're doing a taste of Malt Row on June 24th and 25th.
Somebody in Malt Row should open up a malt shop,
like an actual like raw ingredients.
No, like a shake and malt.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, like
I'm like, I don't want fucking like a bag of
row. Yeah, you don't want that, but you want like a shake, so they should have a malt shop in Malt Row.
I like that.
Man.
You're just giving out ideas left and right. I love it.
I know. Or maybe Beguile opens that up on the side, you know.
Yeah.
Some milkshakes. Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm excited to see like that get advertised more. Those breweries are kind of hidden back there, and I think a lot of people don't know them. I've never been to Empirical.
Yeah.
I know it's right there. I can't even like picture where it's at. And I know it's a dog friendly place. Like all those breweries, well, not Half Acre, but yeah, Dovetail and Beguile are dog friendly and Imperial Close too. So that's pretty cool.
It's sneaky good. And Band of Bohemia, the only brew pub in the country that has a Michelin star.
Yeah.
You know, that place is...
That place is good, yeah.
Yeah, really good. So,
well, should we get out of here? We got to record another video. Us drinking some Dark Lord.
Look at that.
So we should get out of here. Hitting that 30-minute mark that we like to do.
On the money.
So, Nick, if people are looking for you during Craft Beer Week, how can they find you?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. Mention the Instagram. Also the Facebook page where we're... If we don't post a photo on Instagram, it probably went onto Facebook. Kind of... There's really no rhyme or reason why we do one or the other. But we share other events and things like that on the Facebook page. And I know we have another story, I think, going up on the website soon.
Yeah, we're going to let Chicago Craft Beer Week breathe a little bit. We're going to come back with the founders of Founders Brewing. We're going to talk KBS and the entire history of the Founders Beer Company up in Michigan.
So, yeah. So keep an eye out for Nick and I, and we'll be back next week talking about Bug and Chicago Southside Beer Fest and whatever else we randomly find ourselves to.
Yeah, man. Happy Chicago Craft Beer Week, everybody.
Take care.
Cheers.